Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who is Vice President of Shaw's Hard Surface Business. Scott, how you doing?
Kemp, great. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Appreciate you getting up and being on the show with us this morning. I know I've caught you on the West Coast early. I want to talk to you. We ran a story this week about the fact that Anderson has decided to consolidate its branding and is running with two of its best-known brands. Talk a little bit about that decision.
Kemp, we've started about a year ago talking with this with our distributor partners and a lot of our internal team with Jeff Sills and Don Finkel, and really made the decision based off, it's more about right-sizing the brands for the business along with the import activity is not as large as it once was, and there's a lot of products, a lot of SKUs, and the four brands that are out there today, and we just felt like revitalizing that and taking it back to our two flagship brands was the right move for the business.
All right. So you had four brands. You had Anderson, Virginia Vintage, which you continue with, and you also had Biltmore and Appalachian. And so those are the two that go away, right?
That's right. And I think it's very important to note in both of those brands, Appalachian and Biltmore being specifically for CCA, we are keeping the best of the best. We've got plans for the best product out of both of those collections and pulling them into the other two brands. So, you know, it's like anything else you do in any collection. The majority of what you sell is going to come from a few key SKUs, and we're obviously going to keep those key SKUs.
All right. So it's always interesting how people position their brands, and your strategy with this is to have somewhat of a better best strategy where Anderson is the everyday better brand, and then Virginia Vintage is the kind of the upper end brand. Is that the way you position it?
Absolutely. You know, Virginia Vintage was kind of the flagship brand of the scrape, the actually truly hand scraped and handcrafted movement in this country, mm-hmm. and so we'll keep that on the mid to upper end, and just with some looks there that are unmatched in the industry, and then Anderson will be A to Z with what we think potentially the best brand in the wood flooring business under Anderson. So yeah, that's the strategy.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all have done some research, and I know you don't want to give any proprietary information out, but when you go out and ask consumers unaided, when you think of brands in the hardwood business, Anderson actually does pretty well, doesn't it?
It does real well. Obviously, it's not number one. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty close number two.
Yeah.
We need to play off that, and we feel like we get a little bit of play off the Anderson windows.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? That's something that can help us all when the consumer walks in and recognizes Anderson at retail. It helps the retailer and our distributor partners sell more product.
Yeah, and Anderson for a long time has been known as the innovator. They were one of the original companies who came out with the whole aluminum oxide finish. Many of the innovations we see in the wood flooring business came from Anderson, didn't they?
It has been amazing what we learned from the entire Anderson team and just the innovative environment that exists there. Mm-hmm. And I guess the main thing we've tried to do is not mess that up. And just a great team in South Carolina that we get the pleasure of working with on it. They really bring some innovative things to the table every day. And I talk about it a lot internally. It reminds me a little bit of our Tuftex model on the carpet side. You know, we've got a really innovative group out in California, and Anderson's a lot like that team.
Let's just ground a little bit of background here. I've known you for about 15 years. You were the head of marketing on the carpet side for a long time. When did you start focusing your professional career on the hard surface side?
Thanks for calling it professional. It was a little over 4 years ago. We started pulling a team together on the hard surface side.
And then how long has it been since you bought Anderson?
That was actually a little over 4 years ago. It was in the fall of 2007.
Okay. Now, a lot of people, when you bought Anderson, you know, especially since Shaw is known as the company on the carpet side that busted through the whole distribution model and started going direct, a lot of people thought that you might follow suit on the hard surface side with the acquisition of Anderson, that you might eventually take them direct. But nothing could be further from the truth, right?
I am so glad you asked that question. I hope everyone realizes our commitment to it. I think our distribution partners, customers, and friends realize it. And Vance Bell and Randy Merritt have been fabulous about this whole thing. They told them from day one, the day we bought them, Vance and Randy were on the phone with this group of customers, emphasizing our commitment to them. And we've kept it. Sure, business has been tough, but it's been tough in every category. Last week, we had a great meeting with that group about the revitalization of these brands, and the commitment's there both ways. They're very committed to us, and we're very committed to that network. And nothing's changed there, and I don't see anything changing for many, many years.
Yeah, okay. Well, as part of the secondary news to some of the things we ran on Floor Daily this week, overall you're reducing the number of SKUs that you have out in the marketplace, aren't you?
You're reducing those significantly. Mm-hmm. And in the handcrafted wood business, that impact, and not so much in other areas of our business, but that impact has such a far-reaching impact on our manufacturing operations because of the different platforms you have to actually hand scrape and distress and do the various things that we do in the manufacturing process. So it has a multiple effect back through our manufacturing group. And so it'll really simplify things and allow us to be more competitive.
Now, I know as part of this decision and some of these announcements that you're actually lowering your cost basis. How are you able to do that?
We are going into our engineered facilities and really re-engineering them, and we've got teams on it right now, and betting on our expertise and our enterprise excellence and manufacturing area within our Anderson facilities and a little bit, quite frankly, betting on the come there. And we're going to go out to our distribution customers with a more aggressive program and allow them to get more aggressive on some of our key styles to fight off some of the things that have been happening in the engineered wood market. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're going to kind of pass the goodness of that on the front end to our customers.
And one other little piece of it, I guess you're starting this year somewhat of a preferred retailer partner program. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, what we're going to do with the program is for customers that take on our new displays and allow us to come in and allow our distributor partners to revitalize the program in the store, because it's going to be a lot of work changing things out, and we've got some great new looks. And if they'll make certain commitments to us on the retail end, the preferred partner program allows them improved positioning on our website, improved incentives both for the store owners and retail sales associates. And that's what our distributor customers are out talking about this week and all the way through the middle of January up until our markets with the customers. So I was with some customers in California yesterday, and everybody seems pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done some consumer research ourselves, and if the housewife could have whatever floor she can have, she generally says she wants a wood floor. So the potential for the wood flooring business is strong. It sounds like you guys are getting well-organized to try to capture that as the market recovers. As you sit with your senior management and you review the things you get from Berkshire Hathaway, what is your outlook for 2012? You got any guess on what things are going to look like?
Yeah, Kim, when you listen to Vance and Mr. Buffett, those are two really good sources about what they think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't quote either one of them, but in a meeting with them not too long ago, they feel very confident about the future. But they don't know if it's 2012. You know, I think Mr. Buffett, he made the comment, he thinks it might even be 2013 before housing really starts coming back around above the 325, 340,000 type unit number. But we're very positive about 2012 for our hard surface business just because we've gotten better, and that helps our customers. You know, we think business will basically be flat. That's how we're planning. I don't know how else really to approach it.
Great. Scott, well, it's good to talk to you. Again, we've been talking with Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Shaw's Hard Surface Business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.